What'd you make of the Duke game last night? What does that do for the book? I assume the action wasn't that big on the opening game.
There was a lot of money both ways on that game. What did I make of it? Obviously, I was very impressed with Duke. I don't know how you could not be. We lowered Duke from 4-1 down to 5-2 to win the national championship. But I do think people need to pump the brakes a little bit, though, Steve. Everybody's like acting like they're on par with Alabama football or the Golden State Warriors. We got a long way to go before I'm going to put them in that class.
Plus, future bets on the NCAA tournament really are terrible bets now. You don't know about injuries. You don't know how the season's going to play out. And the tournament's almost impossible to get through for the odds-on favorite.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference between college and pro basketball. The Warriors could lose a one-game playoff. They should have lost game one of the finals last year. But they're not going to lose a best-out-of-seven series. They're not going to lose four times. Duke could lose one time. There's plenty of teams out there that are capable of beating Duke in a one-game situation.
I agree. It's bad bets to make. So go ahead and drop Washington to 500-1.
500-1. Is Washington the team that's in your crosshairs? I like Oregon a lot. You know how I feel about Dana Altman.
He's a very good coach.
I've got a future bet on Oregon. I love Dana Altman, and I love Bowl Bowl.
I was waiting for the Bowl Bowl.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for the Ducks this year. I know Washington's supposed to be pretty good, too, though.
Last week was, are you still hiding? Are you in a bunker somewhere? How are you feeling?
From the results of last week?
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit overblown. I mean, we definitely lost on Sunday, but we did very well in the Sunday night game. We really rallied on that game, especially with that game going under, and we did very well in some of the prop markets. And then Tennessee winning the Monday Night Football game outright was huge for us. We actually won more money on Monday than we lost on Sunday.
Wow.
And, you know, we had a decent day Saturday. We had good handle on the Breeders' Cup on Friday and Saturday here at the Superbook. So, overall, the weekend really wasn't that terrible.